Have you ever wanted to understand your brain? And not its physical structure, rather how it functions in specific situations. Okay, so think about this. Have you ever struggled with things in your life that just wouldn't improve no matter what you did? Or maybe you know someone who declines invitations to parties or group activities. Have you ever found yourself at a loss for words, feeling like you don't know what to say next, as if your mind suddenly went blank? Do you ever feel exhausted after being around people for even a short time? Have you been told that you overanalyze or overthink? There's a reason. You see, some brains are differently wired. I'm referring to people with Asperger's, like me. Asperger's goes by a number of different names: autism, autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, higher functioning autism, or HFA, Asperger's syndrome, AS, neurodiverse, atypical, and even being on the spectrum. Regardless of what it's called, it basically refers to specific traits that govern how a person with AS sees the world and interacts with it. People with AS have extraordinary brains. For example, Dan Aykroyd, Temple Grandin, Daryl Hannah, and Anthony Perkins are just a few of the people who have acknowledged that they have AS. Scientists who have studied the lives, traits, and accomplishments of others have concluded it's likely that they too had AS, such as Albert Einstein, Isaac Newton, Abe Lincoln, and Marie Curie. These people, as brilliant as they are or were, struggle with social communication. What's it like for successful, brilliant people to be limited by the very brains that gave them an advantage? This podcast answers that question. I met my brain at age 64 when I learned that I have AS. And by then, I'd had a lifetime of experience that defined explanation and now made sense. I can look back over my life and see how AS has affected it. If you want to know what it's like to have AS, this is your podcast. Whether you're here to learn about you or someone you know, you're in the right place. I can tell you that for me, ignorance, the not knowing, was not bliss. To quote J.K. Rowling, who's the author of the Harry Potter books, understanding is the first step to acceptance. So take that step. Listen. You might meet your brain.